Let's Talk Ministry, looking at Psalm 116. And I know we talked last week a little bit about practicing, working out of 1 John. And so just thinking today, what is it like for us to know that our Father hears us? I know life gets crazy, situations get crazy. Our Father sending things, Jesus is sending things our way as trials. And it's overwhelming and it's a lot to process and it's really too much for us. And so I was looking at Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he's heard my voice and my pleas for mercy, because he inclines his ear to me. Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live. And I don't know about you, but for me, to know that my Father hears me. So the things that are going on, the cries of my heart, the struggles of my soul, the joy of my heart, of all the different people in the world today, all the different situations that are taking place, all the different voices, to know that Jesus is listening. When we or you or I talk, we know that he is listening. He is able to hear what we say. He wants to hear what I say. And not only does he want to hear, his ear is inclined. So like there's a leaning in Jesus' part of his life, leaning into he wants to hear my voice. Like it's so what an exciting thing today as you go about your Friday, that you know that your Father, that Jesus is available. Not only is he available, he is leaning forward, waiting to hear you speak about the different things that you're going, that's going on in your life. So the opportunities that you have to practice the truth of the scriptures, you know that you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you to help you, but you also know that your Father's listening. So as you go about the day, make that an ongoing throughout the day conversation. Don't just make it at, oh, I did my devotions and away I went. Driving down the road, talking to a friend, walking down the hallway at work, going from one office to the other office. Like there's this ongoing communication where we're just talking to Jesus about the things that are happening in our lives. And so I would encourage you just to remind yourself that he has inclined his ear to you. You remind yourself that he's listening. What he's not going to do is he's not going to open up your mouth and form words and talk for you. And I know a lot of times we're thinking things, and I think that's a neat thing, but it's also, I think it's just important to say, Jesus, I want to say this to you today, or Jesus, I am thinking this, or Jesus, what would you do in this situation? And now, it would be considered awkward, but now most of you watch people that are walking down the road, they're just talking, and now that we know that they have, get close to them, they have like an earpiece in their ear, so they're talking to someone on the phone. So it won't be as awkward if you're walking down the people just think you're on your cell phone. That's all. But know today that his ear is for you, waiting to hear your voice, reaching out to you, available for you to speak as you go about your day. Jesus, thank you for a truth today that we are reminded that you are listening. And so may that excite our hearts and give us opportunity to pause and start a conversation with you, and then listen for the still small voice, or continue reading in our Bible and say, oh yeah, this is pretty neat. This goes here and here, and I can apply this and this for what we need for today, for life for us today. And so we love you. We thank you for the opportunity to call you Father. Thank you so much that you're listening today, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and enjoy the Let's Talk Ministry and enjoy today.